I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As if Haiti doesn't have enough to deal with. Now, gang activity is complicating earthquake relief efforts. The 7.2 magnitude quake rattled southern Haiti over a week ago, and the death toll rose again over the weekend to 2,200. Mission Aviation Fellowship's David McCleary says they're conducting emergency medical flights and flying in aid. But the need is overwhelming because the roads just aren't an option for other relief agencies.
The gangs have taken control of an area of Port-au-Prince that has closed the main road into the southern peninsula where this earthquake took place. That whole area of Haiti has been cut off. Now, the government was able to negotiate a deal with the gangs, and they have abandoned that area, and it's a bit of a ghost town right now, but I don't know how long that's going to last.
Ask God to open doors for relief in Haiti. And how much would you risk to share your faith? Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says a new believer in Syria recently put her life on the line for Christ.
She's a brother in the Islamic State. Her brother is fighting with terrorists in Libya. She picks up the phone and calls him and tells him she's accepted Jesus as her Savior. He said on the phone, "Well, that distresses me, and you know we will have to do something about this. I'm coming home." That next week, she was baptized, and it wasn't just her. She had already led three other Sunni Muslims to faith in Christ. They were all baptized together.
This woman's brother is still hunting her, but thankfully, she's in a safe house. Pray the Lord would appear to him in a vision or dream, and pray he'll understand God's truth and believe in Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.